Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Couldn't see what Stephen Curry did last night, which is dropped 28 points. He was 12 of 13. Got to the free throw line a bunch. And I did love seeing that if I'm a Warriors fan. 13 free throw attempts for Steph in the preseason?
About time.
I mean, by like all of his preseason games combined prior to this point. Now, seriously, he doesn't get there. 6 of 15 overall. Wasn't the greatest shooting performance, but, you know, Curry flurry here and there. It was good. 5 assists, 6 boards. 27 minutes? I don't love that. I don't need him playing all the first three quarters, basically.
Well,
that's
maybe
what he
he's
did.
Trying to get his conditioning.
Yeah, but there was no Draymond and no Jimmy. Yeah. I don't want no Steph there, too. I'd rather them take a page out of, okay, you could sell me on, you know, Jimmy, Draymond, Steph, getting them worked together, Horford, right? You could sell me on that. But if those guys aren't there, his two top two dogs, I don't need Steph to be out there either. There was a point in the game yesterday where Steph either got fouled or was a driving layup, and he stumbled into the crowd, hit his knee, it looked like, on one of the cameramen. I got nervous, Joe. I got nervous. So, I don't need to see any more of Steph in the preseason, was what I'm saying.
Oh,
no
in the
more.
Preseason. Okay.
No well, more.
If you
I'm
were
out.
Looking at the regular season right now, and you're in the meeting room with Steve Kerr and Ron Adams, and you got Dunleavy and Lacob's in there, and they said to you, hey, we got these 15 back-to-backs this year. How do we want to approach them? Do we want to, like, in our minds now, like, and things change over time. Like, availability and where you are in the standings are really important. But if you were to project right now, today, would you rather we split up how we rest everyone as we kind of map out the season? Meaning Jimmy rests this game, Curry rests another game. Or is it we're sitting Jimmy and Steph simultaneously and conceding a loss?
I think there will be a game or two or maybe a couple where that is the case where both of them miss. But ideally, you stagger those two. Whether that's the game, one of them's playing, the other's sitting down. In game, too, we talked about this. More importantly, like at any point, one of those two guys has to be on the floor, in my opinion, whether that's Jimmy or Steph. But yeah, those two... You need to have at least one of them on the back-to-backs, in my opinion. What say you?
Well, I think I'm looking at the season, and I'm kind of cutting it up into chunks, right? I think I'm cutting it up into chunks, and I think the first chunk, 20 to 25 games, guys, I know we want to like be situational with our resting. The only guy that I'm sitting on back-to-backs would be Al Horford.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Early in the season.
Yeah, he doesn't play back-to-backs. The last few seasons, he just says he's older, he's a big guy. They don't play him in back-to-backs. I would anticipate the same thing going into this
year. To me,
year.
I think it's the most important for them in the first 20 to 25 games of the year to get off to the best possible start that they can. And I think having the most amount of guys available to start the year, knowing come, you know, games 26 through, let's say, you know, 40 or whatever, I can be a little more creative with how I want to rest people. And then, you know, from the All-Star break on, which is February 15th this year, from the All-Star break on, I think that you're looking at probably 35 or so games to end the year. I'll have a good feel where I'm at, and I think you can be very situational with double sitting, meaning Jimmy and Steph in a specific game, and utilize your entire team. So I'm looking at this, and I don't think there's one kind of scenario for the whole year. I would break it up and say, like, the middle chunk, so games 25 through like 65, okay?
Right.
That's where I can do double rests.
And we're saying this now, and then who knows, there could be an injury that happens.
Oh,
and like last
year. There already is one. Well, Jimmy's got hurt now.
Exactly. And according to Steve Kerr yesterday before the game up in Portland, Jimmy had an MRI on his ankle. Kerr says it was clean and they are not concerned. So hopefully that, and they said there's a possibility he plays in Friday preseason game at Chase Center against the Clippers. So we'll see there. That would be good news, but I actually kind of don't want to see him play at all at this point. When it comes to that angle, if it is preseason, I want him to be as healthy as possible heading into that Lakers game one in the regular season, where we know there will be no LeBron James. Luka Doncic, I think, played yesterday for the first time preseason. Looked pretty good. Skinny Luka, they're calling it. Ozempic Luka, they're saying. Him and Zion. But I'm with you there. And there could be a situation where, like Steph last year, ideally he would not play in all those back-to-backs, but they needed him to because they were the 10th seed or the clinging to a 10th seed for most of the season.
And why was that? After the 12-3 start, they kind of collapsed.
Yes.
So, like, to me, the 20 to 25 games to start will set the tone for how I condition and how I stagger or double down on specific games throughout the year. Like, that would be the way that I would approach the season. And I hope that's the way they're approaching the season.
888-957-9570 is the number. Spadoni and Shasky reacting to a Warriors preseason win, but not so much the preseason game itself, although there were some bits and pieces. And it is funny how we talk about preseason in different sports, because Bonte was with us for 2 hours yesterday. And you and him and a lot of people have been saying, like, hey, man, all these injuries, is it because we don't practice enough in the preseason? Is it because this? And it's just like, we need to play more in the preseason. We need to play enough. And then my counter was like, well, yeah, but, you know, the Rams don't play anyone in the preseason. I think they've been one of the healthier teams most of the time. Like, there's some give and take there. But it's funny how we talk about it from sport to sport, because in basketball, like, I feel that same way that you guys feel about football. Not so much for basketball, but a little bit like, okay, like, do I need to see Stephen Curry out there? Do I need to see Jimmy Butler? Do I need to see Draymond Green? I would like to see Will Richard, the rookie. I would like to see, you know, Pat Spencer, Trace Jackson Davis, Brandon Pajemski, Jonathan Kuminga. A little bit less of those other two guys, those last two guys I mentioned, JK and Paz, but even them, I would like to see. For football, I don't know where I kind of draw the line, Joe, as we're seeing all these injuries with the 49ers. And, you know, Fred Warner, like, Fred, like, I didn't need to see Fred in the preseason. Like, I know that, right? Did Fred get hurt because of non-preseason action? I don't think that's the case. Like, Juwan Jennings didn't practice in the preseason, but he said he was dealing with an injury. So, was that a hold in? Was that a hold out? I don't know. So it's like this tricky thing to balance where I don't think there's a right or wrong answer for both, is what I'm saying.
Basketball, you can go play 5-on-5 at LA Fitness or whatever, or go to Jimmy Butler's mansion in San Diego or wherever they went, and you can practice basketball all year round. You cannot,
which is why I don't need to see those guys in the preseason, quite frankly.
Okay.
That's why I got upset seeing Steph play that many minutes last night.
There's a different level of conditioning for game speed versus like shoot around speed and, you know, pickup speed. Pickup speed's not, you know, game action speed. So maybe that's what they're trying to accomplish.
Sure. And NBA, like, even preseason, NBA game speed, much different. And Steph's playing with some of his boys, right?
And then you crank it up for the postseason.
Exactly.
It's like a totally different sport.
Yes.
You can't replicate football without 11 guys all in pads playing football. There's no replication for it whatsoever. You know, you could run all the routes you want as a wide receiver with all your pads and everything on, going one on one with a DB. What about the linebacker underneath? What about the safety over the top? What about the other corner? What about, you know, how do you beat zone, right? Like, there's so many elements, you know, a ball that gets thrown through a mile of hands as they're sticking up. Like, you cannot practice football without 11 on 11. So I would say that sport, unlike some of the other ones, you actually have to practice and play. And it is a sport of repetition because it is a team ballet, 11 on 11. It's just so unique. You know, in baseball is a team sport. And there are situational team things, cutoffs, relays, pickoff plays, situational, you know, defensive alignments based on first and third, runner at first, runner at second, things like that. There are things that you can work on. But a lot of stuff is basically individual stuff masquerading as a team sport. I can hit you thousands of ground balls if you're a third baseman, and you can be game ready. Right? For the most part. I can hit you 1,000 fungos from home plate to replicate throws down to third on the tag, and you can be game ready and ready to go. Now, there's some cutoffs as you're the cut from left field and stuff that you're going to need other guys there. Football's the only sport. You got to have all 11 guys. There's just no other way. And you got to hit, and you got a good under center, and you need everyone out there. It's just so different. It's a totally different sport.
Well, that's why I think they've transitioned to a lot of these teams doing more joint practices than actually playing them in the preseason games. And I'm with that. Like that, like we were there, Joe, down at Levi's, mm-hmm. watching the Broncos, watching the Niners, them doing the joint practices. You felt the energy there. You felt, you know, the intensity there. And even more so, it's even more chippy. Because once you put through the preseason game, it's a glorified exhibition. Yes, it means something for some of the rookies, for some of the fringe players that are trying to stay on the practice squad, what have you, the depth pieces, right? And see like coverage schemes, and if you want to tinker out some stuff for Kyle Shanahan, Robert Saleh. But for the most part, I felt like I saw more intensity in those joint practices and all the trash talking and all like the starters, whether it's the reigning defensive player of the year, Pat Surtain, whether it's Ricky Pearsall going mm-hmm. at that elite secondary of Denver. I felt like I saw more from that, and that's kind of going to be the feel going forward. I don't know. I have a hard time putting even like a whole percentage point on the fact that some of these guys don't play in preseason anymore to the fact that like a George Kittle got hurt. But he practices so hard.
It's not about the individual injuries. It's like there's back in the day when, I mean, again, there's probably the happy medium somewhere, but back in the day, the Niners used to practice in Rockland. They would do two-a-days for weeks on end. Two-a-days.
I know. Is that better? Should we go do that again? Haven't we gotten smarter?
Jerry Rice played 23 years in the league?
He did.
I mean, like, I think the proof is kind of in the pudding.
Maybe,
you know?
But Jerry Rice is also one of the greatest players of all time. Tom Brady, like, those are anomalies.
Ronnie Lott played 14 years
again,
in the league.
You're naming Hall of Famers, Joe.
Okay, Bryant Young missed 16 games in 14 years.
Okay.
I think there's something to be said to that. Yes. And he shattered his leg during a game.
You're talking about Hall of Famers. Again, Larry Fitzgerald, another guy who doesn't miss a lot of games. The guys you're naming, I hear you. They're all Hall of Fame. Like,
Larry
they're the exception to the rule.
Played another 5 full seasons and be all pro level to even sniff Jerry Rice's level. Like, and I love Larry Fitzgerald. He's one of my favorite players ever.
I never said he was Jerry Rice. I said he's a Hall of Famer.
No, I know, but I think longevity, like.
He played a long time, though, is what I'm saying. Larry Fitz did play a long time. Isn't he second to Jerry?
You see these injuries now, and it's there's something to be said. I don't know what it is, man. All the old school guys, I'm listening to them. I really am.
He played 16 years. I don't think there's a correlation or causation. Maybe we could talk to Doc Ponte about this another time, of playing that much in the preseason to not getting hurt in the regular
season.
Season
games. It's about how they're practicing. It's about the work they're doing in the offseason. I think individual training right now is taking off. Like, look at my
son.
Yeah,
but isn't it as best as it's ever been, is what I'm saying? Like, we've all agreed we've gotten smarter with the sports science, have we not?
I don't know if we have, because I don't think we rest enough.
But we have, because all the records are being shattered, whether it's track and field, whether it's soccer.
Joe, we have more ACL injuries for young girls than ever before. We have more Tommy Johns for kids under the age of 21 than we've ever had.
And Doc has said, Dr. Nalpandya, UCSF Health, he's saying this because it's single sport centric. Exactly. And you've got kids not playing enough different sports. I hear you on that. That is a different conversation, though.
And it's year-round individual training as opposed to team. You know, there's a Brady sound I would like to pull at some point to discuss. Brady's been talking about this. Individual skill has never been better. But building up team aspects of how to play the sport has never been worse because we're only focused on our individual training. It was a very interesting concept. And I don't think Tom Brady's like, let me tell you why it was better in my day. I think he's like, I played in a different era. I also played in this era. Yeah. And I'm seeing how things have evolved. I mean, look at the two guys on the Niners right now who are big injury concerns. And Ricky Pearsall, Christian McCaffrey.
Yeah.
What's the number one thing people say about them that's actually a detriment? They overtrain.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to check those guys. And you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HG1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's not ironic. That's not the word I'm looking for. But we had all these worries about Christian McCaffrey, you know, with the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. He didn't do anything. Didn't play in the preseason. Didn't sniff the field.
Yeah, but he was in every practice.
He was limited. Yeah, but they had him like take some days off.
On a pitch count.
Yeah, on a pitch count. He wasn't doing full like bursts. He wasn't doing all that. He hasn't been hurt, right? They've been very careful with him. He's been okay. He's been like, I'm saying, like,
he missed almost 2 years.
But Joe, for as much concern that we had about this guy, he's been the healthiest guy on the team.
No doubt.
So I'm
not saying that in every single case is it a lock.
No.
I'm just saying that, like, if you look at the way sports are right now, like, look at George Kittle's body when he graduated Iowa and look at his body now. I mean, the way training is through the roof, it doesn't look like his body. And then you meet, like, someone like Mark Bavaro. And again, Mark Bavaro, you know, just picking a random tight end from the 80s. That man was massive. Now, he was a little heavier and whatnot.
Right.
The amount of muscle that George has put on his body, I mean, he looks like a G.I. Joe character.
From the 650 on the Boxer and Gerson work injury series section. Why y'all mad, LMA? We're not mad. We're having a conversation because we're trying to figure this thing out when it comes to injuries with the 49ers. It's a thing.
So
it's a thing.
Let me throw this one at you.
It's an injury bug. If you want to say it's bad luck, if you want to say it's because
some guys are just snake bits. Some guys' bodies just can't endure. Is a real thing. I truly believe part of the key to the longevity for Steph Curry is that he plays golf, is that he does other things, is that he lets his body rest. That doesn't mean he's not conditioning. We all know he's been lifting and adding bulk to his frame, and he's in the best shape of anyone ever. Like, Jerry Rice was legendary for all the trails that he ran and all the different things that he did. And, you know, Roger Craig did track and field. I mean, this is nothing new. Joe Montana did ballet. You know, there's all these stories.
Who's my guy? James Harrison?
Exactly. but I do think that there is a tiny little secret sauce for someone like Steph Curry to allow his body to rest and then work on other muscles and other dexterities in sports like golf. I do think that's been a separator from him and, like, let's say Kevin Durant, for example. Now, could it just be that Kevin Durant's body at 7 foot whatever is just freakishly large and he's more susceptible? Yeah, it might be.
This is what Steve Wyche had to say. It was actually a good interview. I was listening yesterday to Steiny and Goo. They had him on. Steve Wyche, obviously senior NFL reporter for NFL Network, been doing it for a long time. Formerly covered the Atlanta Falcons as well, as the Falcons take on the 49ers this Sunday night, Levi Stadium, prime time. And we will be monitoring the quarterback situation all week long. Is Brock going to practice today? Is he limited? Is he not going to be limited? Is it going to be Mac Jones? We will know by the end of the week, probably. Unless we don't, and then they say it's a game time decision, and then it's just, right, Joe? Unless we don't, I guess that could be possible.
Like, it sounds like today's the day for Pearsall and Purdy. We'll at least get a bitter indication of what they can do on the field.
And it's going to be nice to see George Kittle, obviously, back out there. We haven't seen the guy since the first half of week one.
I'm not 100% sure he'll even be ready for this weekend.
And we'll
it feels
see.
Like a ramp up as opposed to, all right, you know, let's hit the ground running.
And they need to be, again, talking about being cautious, absolutely, with that guy. And a hamstring in particular, the most tricky out of all the soft tissue, in my humble opinion, for going back to fantasy football, heartache.
Just the hamstrings. Lamar might return at some point. They're hoping this week, and it's like, hamstring.
Yeah. In what version, right? Then he pulls up, and then what happens?
They're 1-5, and I'm like, even if they go 6-2, like, are they even in it?
I know. Ugh. This is what Steve Wyche had to say yesterday with Steiny and Goo, explaining the injury bug.
Yeah, give it to me.
For the San Francisco 49ers.
Years ago, the Chargers continually had injuries on their offensive line. I mean, every year, catastrophic injury, same position group. So there you can say, okay, are they training them a wrong way? Are they doing something, you know, in their strength and conditioning the wrong way? Because it's all one position group. Here it's scattered. That's it. I mean, Fred dislocated and broke an ankle. I mean, Bosa, what, popped, you know, popped his Achilles, right? I'm forgetting his injury. But these are different injuries to different position groups. And I know they're on top of the sports science and things like that. So I just think it's Buzzard's luck. You know, I just think it's one of these things where...
It's one of these things where it's just Buzzard's luck. And it was an ACL, not an Achilles, as Steve Wyche was saying right there. So I just wanted to correct him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.